We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Well, the question we've been asking all along, is there going to be an NFL season? And I guess now the question needs to be rephrased a little bit. Is there going to be training camp starting on time? Towards the end of the month. I think July 28th is when most teams, including the Steelers, are supposed to report. Ongoing negotiations, of course. This is July 17th. Why try to get this thing done in the last 3 months when you knew that you're going to have an issue with all of these things with the pandemic? They're waiting till the last minute to do this and trying to work out the details, and they apparently have a long way to go. There's a couple big issues with the players. Obviously, money-wise, it's a big issue. They want to know how much a hit they're going to take. The owners wanted them to put 35% of their salaries into escrow, and that was immediately deemed a non-starter. But the owners want to take more of a hit right now and maybe into next year because of the pandemic. They want each team to slash $40 million. And whatever shortfall is after that, have it come out next season, in a reduction of benefits in the salary cap. The players are saying, no. Why do we have to do this hit all right now? Why don't we spread this out over nine salary cap years? They want to spread it out from 2022 to 2030. And both sides are entrenched so far into their positions on this issue. They still have to work out, opt-out pay. You know, for instance, if a guy opts out because he has a precondition that makes him more vulnerable to COVID, he should be paid for in his full. And what if his family has somebody like that and he opts out? Should he be paid in full? And what happens if he gets COVID during the season or reports to training camp and gets COVID? The owners wanted this to be a non-injury, non-football injury situation. And if that's the case, a guy gets COVID at camp, the team doesn't have to pay him. And the players are saying, are you kidding me? You want us to show up, take the risk with our health, and if we get sick, you're not going to pay us? This, to me, seems like a major, major, major stumbling block, and it doesn't make much sense from the owner's point of view. If I'm a player, I'm definitely thinking I'm not going to go if I'm not going to get paid if I get sick. Doesn't that make sense? That just seems logical to me. The money is a big deal with the players, but so is the safety issue. Cam Hayward tweets out yesterday, and Cam is the Steelers player rep and one of the most solid people that I've ever been around in sports, a very smart man. And he tweets out, our risk and our protections should not be compromised. If the NFL wants us to play, don't just protect the shield, protect us. And the players don't feel like the owners are stepping up to protect them. They want daily testing. The owners don't want daily testing because it's very expensive. But the players say, hey, if you want us to play, you got to protect us. J.J. Watt, who may be as respected as any player in the league, this guy was a Sports Illustrated Man of the Year a couple years ago, has raised probably more money for charity and good causes. Remember the hurricane in Houston a number of years ago? He raised over $300 million for it, I believe. One of the highly respected players in the league, not to mention a great player, but multiple-time NFL Defensive Player of the Year. He sends out a tweet. Here's what we know and don't know. He starts off, we want to play. Okay. We want to be as safe as possible. Okay. We have not received a single valid infectious disease emergency response from any team or the league. We don't know if there are preseason games or not. We don't know if there will be daily testing, semi-daily testing, etc. We don't know how a potential positive COVID test would affect contracts, roster spots, etc. Nothing has been agreed upon regarding what training camp will actually look like and how the ramp-up period will work. And then J.J. Watt finishes his tweet by saying, we want to play. I think you're going to see a lot of guys, if these things aren't resolved soon, back out. And I thought that about baseball, and I think there have been 14 so far who've decided not to play. There have been a handful of NBA guys, a handful of NHL guys who have opted out from these seasons. But I would think the football players there might even be more. NFL has got to get this stuff worked out. I don't know how, if you test positive for COVID, after you come to camp and you report and you're practicing and you get COVID and they say, nope, that's a non-football injury. Well, I guess in letter of the law, it's a non-football injury. But to be able to not pay them, now I guess teams are going to have the right to pay them if that's what they want to do, but apparently they don't have to. So J.J. Watt is a pretty significant player in the league. Cam Hayward is a pretty significant player in the league. When those guys speak, I listen. 412-928-9370. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this, on the Redskins situation. How can you expect players to show up, and if they get sick, they don't get paid? That doesn't make sense to me. 412-928-9370. I'm going to ask Ray Fittipaldo his thoughts on all this coming up at the top of the hour, but I wanted to give you a chance to sound off on it. They're fascinating topics to me, both of them. The one is incredibly a sad story on the state of affairs in America 2020 when, if it's indeed true, and I have no doubt to believe it is true, that these women were being sexually harassed with the Washington Football Club. 15 step up and say this to the Washington Post. What's going to happen to Daniel Snyder? What do you think should happen to Daniel Snyder? What should the league do here? What should Roger Goodell do here? And also, Hogue, this protocol, getting back to play for the NFL to get its season started, to get training camps opening. Again, I think Monday is the report day for the rookies, for the Houston team and for the Kansas City team. And then regular veterans are supposed to follow, I guess, on all these teams around July 28th, including the Steelers. That's 11 days away. So I believe we got, did you say Jay in the North? Jim in the North Hills, I'm sorry. Jim, welcome to the show.
Yeah, Ron, thanks a lot. I always listen to your show. I always enjoy it.
Thank you.
Yeah, I was wanting to ask you about like you're talking about the players and the owners of the NFL. Well, they always say the NFL has got so much money that nothing affects them, but yet they're trying to deny these guys this and that. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm to say that nothing affects them, this is not going to stop the NFL. It's going to roll on and be powerful again. But because the TV contracts, if they are able to – add playoff teams and an extra round in the playoffs, the TV money is going to be huge again. But the pandemic is a hitter. It's a big hit for everybody. So to say that, you know, nothing affects it is not quite right either. But they seem to want the players to take, you know, what I think is an unreasonable share of the load here. And again, if I'm a player and I show up and I'm willing to try to play for you, and I get sick, and you can tell me you don't have to pay me? That doesn't make any sense, Jim.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. They say, well, the NFL, like you just said, about the TV money and this and that, and they're paying these guys, like I heard you say one day last week. This guy's making $30 million. This guy's making $30-some million. What I don't understand is the scientists trying to find a cure for a pandemic, they ain't paying them nothing.
Well, I don't know what they're making. I don't know that I would say nothing, Jim, but they're out there working. But, that's the world we live in. You know, sports stars make a lot of money. Entertainment people make a lot of money. First responders don't make nearly enough money. But that's the world we live in, Jim.
Okay, Ron.
Have a great day, man. I appreciate you calling. Thank you so much. I'm sorry, Joe. Hello. Well, let's go out to Steve in Bethel. Hey, Steve, welcome.
Yeah, I have a quick question. If these guys, before this pandemic and everything, if they were getting paid, like if they come down with the flu or a cold or the mumps or anything, they were getting paid and they'd miss games and they'd be ineligible, what's the difference between getting the flu and this? They should get paid, shouldn't they?
That's my argument. That is my argument, too. But for some reason, and it still is to be negotiated. I mean, I have to think the reasonable people were going to get together on this. But I'm with you now. But again, it just makes no sense. I mean, thank you for your call. I got to step aside here. It makes no sense to me. That I think you make a very good point. What if you do get the flu and you're out for a week? You're still going to get paid. What if you get COVID? You may not be out for the whole season. You know, you'd like to think they're going to have roster flexibility here, being able to replace people as necessary and then bring them back as necessary, you would hope. But all this stuff still has to be worked out. And to me, it's just amazing to think that they can. And I'm not saying they won't pay these guys, but that's something that what I'm reading, they still have to work out. All right, I'm going to ask Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette all of these questions, get his take on the new contract that Myles Garrett just signed, what effect that might have on a T.J. Watt, for instance, a Cam Hayward, for instance. So we're going to talk to Ray about all those things, about whether he thinks the Steelers will be showing up on time. That coming up dead ahead after a Colony update here at 11 o'clock. I'm Ron Cook at Sports Radio, 93.7 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.